USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Voters will get their first look at Joe Biden and Kamala Harris later today. They'll be appearing together at an event in Biden's hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. Democratic Senator and Biden surrogate Chris Coons says this was a great pick by Biden.
To go through a thorough vetting process and to choose a person who was tough on you in the primaries. But I also know how warm and empathetic and caring she can be in personal moments.
On the other side of the aisle, Republican Congressman from Wyoming, Liz Cheney, says not so fast.
The pick was somewhat surprising. He has put somebody on the ticket whose voting record in the Senate is to the left of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. And it's very clear, she is a radical liberal.
The district attorney in Portland saying he's no longer going to prosecute protesters arrested for nonviolent offenses. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old-fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The stalemate continues over a new coronavirus bill. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest from Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell opening the Senate this morning and again saying the Democrats are not serious about negotiating a new economic stimulus package to help those affected by the pandemic. He says they still are making numerous demands that are unrelated to the coronavirus crisis.
Republicans want to get more aid to these workers, but Senate Democrats have blocked every bit of it over non-COVID-related liberal demands.
Video game usage in the United States has skyrocketed during the pandemic, leading to record revenues and profits for gaming companies like Nintendo, Epic Games, and Electronic Arts. Nintendo reporting a whopping 428% increase in their profits last quarter, driven largely by monster sales of the Nintendo Switch hardware product and its hit game Animal Crossing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Department of Health and Human Services is now conducting surge testing in Texas for folks who think they may have coronavirus. The state also coming out with new guidelines for those businesses that are closed. With those details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Bars and nightclubs in Texas cannot reopen until the coronavirus positivity rate falls below 10%. Governor Greg Abbott says the battle is far from over.
Even though the numbers of COVID-19 have improved, COVID-19 has not left Jefferson County, has not left Orange County, has not left the state of Texas. COVID-19 still spreads across this region and across the country just as fast as it did in July when you hit high numbers in deaths, high numbers in hospitalizations.
Going a little bit more in depth on COVID-19 cases in Texas, Dr. Natasha Katheria is an emergency room doctor in Texas. She says some hospitals are pushing close to their capacity.
Our death counts are still up there. Our hospitals are still at like 80%+ capacity in our big cities. And we're about 5 weeks after 4th of July weekend. So we're wondering if we might see another bump right now. We're really hoping that we're not going to, and we're really hoping this wave, you know, sweeps through Texas soon and we'll be over it. But, you know, we're not really seeing signs of that with this increased case count right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.